The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This week, we read Psalm 40, and as a matter of fact, it was Friday, and there was this particular phrase that I just couldn't get over. I kept thinking about it all day. I kept thinking about it, and it says, my heart fails me. And if we are being honest with ourselves and with God, we would realize that this happens to us quite often. Maybe that we care to admit, but it does happen to us. Do you remember the prophet Nathan confrontation with King David in 2 Samuel chapter 12? King David finally acknowledged his affairs with Bathsheba and his cover-up turned murder of Uriah, who was Bathsheba's husband, and also one of David's top men. And King David was brought in front of his real self when he was talking to the prophet Nathan. And so he kind of told him, you know what has happened really? So eventually what he was talking about is like, you are this person that did this. And so he came in front of his real self and he made the truth and was able to now take a step in the right direction. There are many other examples like Job and Samson who all experiences great losses and they had to face their true self in all honesty and God was faithful. Remember Job? Job lost everybody, his family and his wealth, and eventually he did get it back, but his family was gone. And so how about Samson? Samson lost his hair, remember? He lost his hair and then he lost his eyes and eventually he lost his life also. But in their situation, God was always there. God was always there and came to support, to be there all the time. So, and Jesus says to us, and I saw this picture of this principle of truth and honesty in our gospel where Jesus explains it, abide in me as I abide in you. So when we are in Christ, the truth lives in us. And so we become one with Jesus. And this is theosis that Father Jeff most often talks about. That's theosis. We become one with Jesus. We abide in the truth and the life. And so this is why today I want to explore why is it difficult for us to face our true selves, our broken selves. When we are with Jesus, we have salvation and eternal life, and we discover our true selves and as God intended us to be. So, we have talked this past week about how the word salvation is connected to good health, peace, shalom, the well-being of our souls, and that's why God is always concerned about our situations. So when life has been tough on you, or when, like King David, we have made unwise decisions and are facing unpleasant consequences, Jesus always comes to us and meets us where we are, perhaps at a time when we are unable to face our true selves, because maybe we are afraid that people won't love us anymore if they knew what we were like inside of us. We may be afraid to lose our family, our friends, maybe our jobs. And sometimes it is in those times of storm that we discover who our true selves, who we are as our true selves. And we need to face the truth in those moments. And Jesus is not afraid of our brokenness. We might be afraid of to tell, this is really what is going on here. We might be afraid, but Jesus is not afraid of our brokenness. His body was broken for us to give us life. So don't fear. And Jesus explains this to us because he is the true vine and we are the branches. God, who is the vine grower, has to do work on us, the branches, and that's pruning. And I did some research about it, and there's a whole science about it. Pruning for the vine, it means that they can't do it at any time. They do it in the winter when the vine is dormant, and they have to cut some shoots because buds will have to come. All the energy of the tree has to go into just a few shoots where the buds are going to come up. If the buds come early, then they're going to freeze during the winter. So they have this small window of time that they have to do this. And as I was thinking about it, and I realized that we are all in different kinds of season in our lives. And so sometimes in those situations, God might be pruning us. Have we ever thought of that? God might be pruning. Maybe in one of those situations, sometimes we fail to see that God is working some miracles on our lives. And I am always convinced that God is working in us, continually working on us. And so Jesus says that not only the Father removes the branches that do not bear fruits, but also he removes those that bear fruits so that they can bear more fruits. And I think what Jesus is saying to us is that the Father is doing this pruning, and he's removing those things about us that do not produce God's glory, and parts of us that are incompatible with God's love. Remember, when we are kind of like have a trouble loving our brother and sister, it's hard, you know. But those parts that are incompatible with God's love, and God prunes us. Perhaps I may tell us, so how is your prayer life? My prayer life is, Jesus is here. It could do better. It's 50-50. You know, kind of tell myself the truth now. I have to face the truth that I'm really experiencing. Perhaps my life needs more pruning from God. When a brother or sister calls me out on something and I hate them for it. As much as I, your priest, loves to be right and correct, I need to be corrected when I'm wrong, which can surprise you how often that can happen. Abide in me as I abide in you, Jesus says to us. So if a branch needs to stay on the vine so that it may not die, believers have also to stay in Christ. In you reside God's image, and God is love. Of course you have that love of God in you. So the Father is glorified when you bear much fruit and become Jesus' disciples. Amen.